USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi has again said no to President Trump, telling him he cannot come to the House chamber to deliver the State of the Union address while the government remains shut down. The official word came in a letter. Pelosi says she won't call a joint session of Congress to hear from President Trump while the shutdown continues to drag on. Pelosi spoke to the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
The shutdown must end, and it must end now.
President Trump accused Pelosi of not wanting to hear the truth.
She's afraid of the truth, and the super-left Democrats, the radical Democrats, what's going on in that party is shocking.
The president tweeted he will postpone the address. Votes are expected on Thursday in the Senate on border security and funding parts of the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Records show the man arrested in a shooting spree in a Sebring, Florida bank was hired as a prison guard in the state in November, and he resigned 2 weeks ago. WTSP reporter Bo Zimmer.
Around 12:30 this afternoon, police say 21-year-old Zeppin Xavier called police telling them he fired shots inside this SunTrust bank in Sebring, Florida, about 90 miles east of Tampa. The shooting left at least five people dead.
Today's been a tragic day in our community.
Sebring Police Chief Carl Hoagland.
We have at least five victims, people who were senselessly murdered as a result of his act.
A male nurse who worked at Phoenix's Hacienda Healthcare has been arrested in connection with the rape of a patient who gave birth last month. 36-year-old Nathan Sutherland will be charged with sexual assault and vulnerable adult abuse. Authorities arrested Sutherland after comparing his DNAs to the baby's. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An actor who is known for his bad temper has pleaded guilty to a charge of harassment following a November scuffle over a parking spot. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
During a Wednesday morning court appearance in Manhattan, 60-year-old Alec Baldwin accepted a plea deal on a second-degree harassment violation with tougher attempted assault charges dropped. He was fined over $100 and must complete an anger management course by the time he returns to court in March. Baldwin admitting to pushing a man over a parking spot last November near his Greenwich Village home. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For the first time in the 83 years of balloting for the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, a player has been elected by a unanimous vote. John Clemens reports.
Mariano Rivera was named in all 425 ballots cast. Rivera told us he was just happy to be in the major leagues.
I was just happy to be in the big leagues and play and give the New York Yankees as many championships that I can do it. You know, so, I mean, but this was just beyond my imagination.
Hall of Fame voting also included fellow pitcher Mike Messina, along with the late Roy Halladay and designated hitter third baseman Edgar Martinez. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.